The preservation of Egyptian mummies is testimony to the skill of their embalmers, and that skill is revealed in a paper published this week in the journal Science, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Embalming was such big business in ancient Egypt, embalmers formed their own trade unions. These professionals spent 70 days with a typical client, and they kept their methods a closely guarded secret. These secrets have remained hidden because so many tombs were looted or opened up by less than scientific archaeologists.
Day 262. 9 months of digging, and finally an entrance has been discovered. But who would be buried here? A pharaoh, I presume, hidden safely from ancient thieves? Today, we uncover the truth.
The movie Tale of the Mummy and others in the genre go a long way to explain why modern museum curators have been reluctant to let scientists loose on their surviving exhibits.
There were mummy unrollings. They used to happen after dinner parties occasionally. Private collectors would acquire mummies, and then they would hold an unwrapping in the drawing room.
That's Jeffrey Spencer. He's a curator of the mummy collection at the British Museum of London. 2 years ago, he gave in to a determined PhD student named Stephen Buckley, who convinced him he could uncover valuable information from the mummies without harming them. Using a process known as mass spectrometry, Buckley needed just a few tiny samples from each body. He was left alone in the museum basement with the mummies.
Certainly when I'm looking at them and taking tiny samples from them, I am aware of their presence, if you like, in a way.
This eerie, lifelike presence would have pleased the ancient embalmers. Ancient Egyptians believed the soul could not survive in the afterlife if it didn't recognize its body. And through his chemical analysis, Stephen Buckley discovered how the Egyptian embalmers had pulled it off. It turns out they used plant oils and resins with antimicrobial properties, things like pistachio tree resin and balsam sap. These substances killed bacteria that would have decomposed the bodies. Buckley's findings reveal the Egyptians had a surprising level of scientific sophistication. Sarah Wisseman is an archaeologist at the University of Illinois.
The ancient embalmers were extremely good at what they did, and they had a very high level of understanding of the material properties of the substances that they used.
And clearly, these guilds of embalmers improved their techniques over time. Stephen Buckley sampled 13 mummies spanning a period of 2,000 years, and for the first time was able to give a detailed account of the different embalming substances.
It's important because by finding out what materials were used when, we can find out more about changing practices in Egypt.
For instance, Stephen Buckley says it seems the embalmers came to understand the different powers of the substances they used.
They certainly used antibiotics a long time before they were the revelation of the 20th century, so it's quite possible that they'll have a few surprises for us, I'm sure.
And for that reason, Buckley is planning further studies. He hopes modern chemistry will reveal even more about life and death in ancient Egypt. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.